This is Dr. Bill Meehan, president of Jacksonville State University. My guest this week is Dr. Brent Cunningham of the College of Commerce and Business Administration. He's here to talk about consumer issues. Dr. Cunningham is being interviewed by News Bureau Director Al Harris. Let's listen in.
Dr. Cunningham, we hear a lot of exaggerated claims in commercials these days. Exactly what is false advertising?
False advertising is when advertisers deliberately make misleading statements and/or use claims that imply guarantees that don't exist. Exaggeration in ads is not new. Consumers seem to accept advertisers' tendencies to stretch the truth in their efforts to distinguish their products and get customers to buy. This stretching of the truth is referred to as puffery and is perfectly legal. Puffery refers to exaggerated claims of a product's superiority or the use of subjective or vague statements that may not be literally true. For example, own a piece of the rock. They don't literally mean owning a piece of a rock. False advertising is advertising that is factually false, has the potential to deceive, or misleads reasonable people. An example of this is when an auto manufacturer's television advertisement showed other brands of cars being crushed by a monster truck while their brand received no damage. The auto manufacturer did not disclose in the ad that their car had been reinforced and the other brands had not. How can we, as consumers, protect ourselves from puffery? Two familiar sayings need to be considered by consumers when viewing advertisements with exaggerated claims. If it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. And caveat emptor, let the buyer beware.
Thank you. From JSU, this is Dr. Bill Meehan wishing you a good day.